On October 19th, 2025, millions of dollars worth of crown jewels were stolen from the world-famous Louvre Museum in France. But as the AP's chief correspondent in Paris, John Lester, says,
the theft itself is really only the beginning of this story. There's so much that hasn't been told yet. I mean, first of all, where are the gems? What's going to happen to them?
I'm Haya Panjwani. On this episode of The Story Behind the AP Story, Lester talks about the heist at the Louvre, where thieves broke into the Apollo Gallery with power tools, cut into display cases, and stole jewels valued at $102 million.
It was a Sunday morning, and I was listening to the radio, as I often do, and when they first said that jewels had been stolen from this museum, I mean, it's a high, you know, it's a high security museum. I at first, I really honestly thought that I'd misheard it. It just seemed so unfeasible, really, that, you know, in the space of 4 minutes, robbers would be able to, like, go up on a ladder into this Apollo Gallery. I mean, I've been there. It's an amazing gallery, and break into these high security glass showcases for, you know, probably the most historic and valuable collection of jewels in all of France. And I think a lot of people were just kind of shocked and stunned, basically. 88 million euros, 102 million dollars worth of diamonds, rubies, sapphires, pearls being stolen in such a brazen daylight robbery. It didn't really need to be in France for it to have made headlines. I think if this had happened anywhere, that would have made headlines. But, you know, the fact that it's happened in the world's most visited museum, the fact that it happened just 250 odd meters away from where the Mona Lisa is, the fact that it's in a place that, you know, even if you haven't been there, you've probably seen photos of the glass pyramid that is at the entrance of the Louvre. I mean, it's all of these things have come together to make it just an incredible story. So the Apollo Gallery that where they're kept, it's beautiful. I mean, it's gold gilt paint, fantastically painted ceilings. I mean, it's really like stepping into, well, it is stepping into a French king's palace, essentially, because that's what the Louvre used to be. And now it's a museum, but it's just an incredible place. The collection of crown jewels in France actually dates back hundreds of years. It was François Ier in the 16th century who decided that France should have its own national crown jewels. And he started this collection that gradually has been building up over the centuries. I mean, at one point, it was up to tens of thousands of gems. Louis XIV, the Sun King, he was a big fan of jewels. One of the diamonds that was stolen was apparently, it's a big thing, it looks about the size of a plum. It used to be one of his coat buttons and then became an earring used by Marie Antoinette. And, you know, all of these gems have, these jewels have, you know, a part of France's history. And that's why also, apart from the monetary value, the emotional value, I think, has been, you know, the shock, the emotional shock that it's been for the French. It's really, you know, people talk about this being as painful as watching Notre Dame burn in 2019.
Since the robbery, the Paris prosecutor says 4 suspects are in custody as part of the investigation. That includes 3 believed to be members of the team of 4 that was filmed using a freight lift to reach the museum's window to gain access. But the gems are still missing.
A terrible fate could await them. They're so famous that you couldn't sell them on as they are. They'd have to be chopped up, melted down, the gems would have to be recut. That's what the experts that we've been talking to have been saying. So, you know, that's one of the big questions going forward is, will France be able to recover any of these gems as they are? It just seems incredible that, you know, 2 men could climb up a ladder, that they could come along on a Sunday and park their ladder outside the world's most visited museum, sort of clamber up onto the first floor balcony, break in with disc cutters, 4 minutes later come back down with all of this loot and all the stuff that they've taken, and then disappear off on motorbikes.
This has been the story behind the AP story. I'm your host, Haya Panjwani. This story is continuing to develop as the investigation moves along. For more on this, past episodes of the show, and other AP stories, visit apnews.com.